made the beginning of the Big Fatty Show.
I tell you what, you must not listen, because we made Dubious Intent made at least two recent episodes, because I went back and listened to probably 2 weeks worth to hear if we, because I knew we had mentioned him a lot recently. And there were at least two beginnings of shows in the past 2 weeks.
It is a well-known fact that I do not listen to the BFO. I unsubscribed years ago. The thing I, you know, people just tell me that they're on there. But here's the thing. You know what? On that episode that you, since you were on the beginning of that episode, you know, I listened to that episode.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It is a well-known fact that I do not listen to the BFO. I unsubscribed years ago.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1548 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 1st of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, we're going to start off the new year with Chromacards. Be ready. Hello, hungovers.
Big Fatty, that's me.
Oh, poor poodle.
Yes, Big Fatty, I'm just gonna go over here. Me and the squeaky kitty don't feel so good.
Okay. So, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is New Year's Day. It's the first day of 2014. And y'all, I just want to start off today's little show with a little twitty that Michael Sage put out on New Year's Eve. And y'all, I think this is going to be Mark Harder's New Year's resolution, or kind of my, maybe like the Big Liar, maybe this is going to be my mantra. My mantra for the year.
Be ready. Please don't talk so loud.
Okay. It says, and he put this out on New Year's Eve, on two, I say, Tuesday. It says, Tamari is the first blank page of a 365-page book. Write a good one. Y'all, I think that's lovely. Just lovely. And, Poodle, I don't think you're going to be writing very much.
No, Big Fatty, I'm just going to go with the squeaky kitty.
Oh, poor Poodle. So, Poodle, you don't want me to say anything like...
Need a B flat today.
Okay. Well, anyway, you just sit over there with Squeaky. How's Squeaky Kitty feeling? Oh, okay. Well, I think that probably sums it up. Okay. Poor Squeaky Kitty. But anyway, y'all, I got a couple of things on my list here that I want to talk about.
Big Fatty, are you going to play music, or can we just have it quiet?
Oh, well, of course I'm going to play music.
Oh, poor poodle.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, Big Fatty had a quiet New Year's Eve. I will say that despite having a quiet New Year's Eve, it went out with a bang.
Big Fatty, please.
Y'all, because I had a gentleman call and stop by New Year's Eve afternoon, and y'all, we just had a little fireworks.
Big Fatty, I can move vulgar. I'm going to vulgar.
Did that, and... watched a lot of sports ball. Big Fatty enjoys sports ball. Y'all, first of all, let me tell you, old Vader came over on Monday evening, and he helped me hook up the new Apple Snack TV. And y'all, although I still don't understand it completely, one of the gift ads on the 12 days of gift ads was a movie a complimentary movie, Hugo. So I'm going to watch that on the Apple Snack TV. So, y'all, I'm kind of looking forward to that. And evidently I can look at the Netflix or something like that on there, and the hoo-hoo, and the...
Freddy, we don't need to hear about hoo-hoo.
And, all kinds of stuff like that. Now, y'all, one of the other things I wanted to tell you about, on Sunday... No, was it Sunday? No, I think it was Monday. It must have been Monday. Y'all, it was the 50th anniversarium of the color TV machine. And y'all, I can remember when we got the very first color TV. And that would have been back in 1963 that it was made available and all that kind of stuff. So, y'all, it was, it was a lovely anniversarium for that. Y'all, I want to tell you a little bit about the Hatlanta dinner that I forgot. Y'all, one of the things that I received, the Epilouie, Peter Potamus, he brought cookeries and a can, which will get opened on today's little show. And y'all, that Georgia in Atlanta, y'all, he brought Big Patty a trophy, and y'all, I'm gonna put the trophy in with the cans that I open on today's little show that I'll be posting at noon on later on today. So y'all go on over there and look at my special trophy that Georgia in Atlanta gave to me. Gay country. Oh, and y'all, speaking of things that I fucked up, man.
We don't have enough time to talk about that, y'all.
On yesterday's little show, Calvin from the How to Do Pancakes, y'all, he had asked Big Fatty how he prepares. On the Axe Big Fatty, he says, "How do you prepare your country ham?" And that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No.
No, oh, my tummy.
Quite frankly, Calvin, I just fry it up in a pan, but I make a little red eye gravy with it. And I think I've talked about this before.
Big Freddy, I've got red eyes this morning, but I don't need no gravy.
Okay. Well, anyway, but you fry it up in the skillet, and y'all, then I put a couple of tablespoons of real butter in there and kind of loosen up the salty goodness in the bottom of that pan and just kind of stir it all around. And y'all, then you pour in hot coffee, and you just pour that right in there. And y'all, you just pour as much in there as you want to have red eye gravy. But y'all, you don't want to overdo it, because then it just tastes like coffee with butter in it. But y'all, that's how I prepare my country ham. And y'all, they may be having some of that this morning up there in the Danbury's, because you know the Danbury. Y'all, I gotta say this: the Danbury's, they do a Crema Eve party every year, and they have 25 or so of their friends over for this. And y'all, they prepare for it all the time. You know, they've been working for weeks on this party. But y'all, it's also New Year's Eve is also their anniversarium. And y'all, they went out for lunch with everything going on. They went out for lunch. It was just the two of them that went out for lunch. And y'all, I think that is just the sweetest thing, that despite everything that's going on and the hecticness and their desire to make it a lovely party for their friends, y'all, that they took time out to just have a special little time for the two of them. And I just think that's lovely.
Yes, Big Freddy, it's lovely, much lovelier than my stomach, though.
And just a quick thing before I get into the cans. for Kramer was over in Hatlanta, and y'all, it really went pretty well. The hats, they tend, you know, I think everybody's hats drive them a little bit crazy from time to time. But y'all, for the most part, it was a good time. We did lots of good things, y'all. I got to tell you one little story, and this my mother always wants to go to church on Crema Eve, and y'all, thank goodness the church that they go to, their Crema Eve service is at 5:30 p.m. in the evening, so it's not too bad, and it only lasts about an hour, so you know. And, you know, the place did not, the lightning did not strike when I walked in the building or anything. But, y'all, and I may have talked about this before, but every year they reenact the Crema story. And they use the children in the church. And, y'all, these, I would say they probably range from about 4 or 5 up to about 10 or 11. And, y'all, they start singing "Away in a Manger," and that's the signal that all the children are supposed to gather out in the hallway. And y'all, the kids are out there in the hallway, and they are screaming and yelling, and just, yeah, you can tell that they're excited because Santa Claus is coming, and all this. And you know, that's how children are at the holidays. And so anyway, the preacher gets up, and y'all, he's a young preacher, he starts to read the Crema story, and they've got some adults back in the back, and the children have been running around and everything before the service in their little outfits, angels and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and all this kind of stuff, where they come in, and they're telling the story, and then, you know, as it goes along, more and more children come forward, and they come up the steps, and they're up there. Well, y'all, the shepherds this year, they had more shepherds than they normally do. But what they did is they gave them, like, for their staves, they gave them, like, empty wrapping paper, Crema wrapping paper rolls, and that was their staff. Well, y'all, they got up there, and as the preacher's reading the story and everything, the shepherds started hitting each other. hitting each other with the paper rolls, and it was like they were having lightsaber fights. up on the platform there in the front of the church. Y'all, it was the funniest thing. And the angels are up there, and they're all just talking, "Hey, Mama, hey!" And, you know, and they're trying to read the Crema story and everything. And one little angel, she took a bow, and the wise men came in. And, y'all, they didn't have enough wise men, so there was a wise woman in there, too. But, y'all, the funniest thing was the shepherds. And, y'all, it just went on and on and on. And, y'all, one of the shepherds, I think he's 3 or 4 years old, is the preacher's son. And he was the one leading the fight at the manger there. Y'all, it was the cutest thing. I swear, it really was. But y'all, it was just a lovely Crema. And y'all, Crema night, my mother, for years and years, has had a little drop-in for some friends and members of the family and all that, you know, are not immediate members of the family. And y'all had cousins and all come over. And y'all, it really is one of my favorite parts of Crema, is that Crema night get-together. And it was just lovely. And y'all, one other thing I got to tell you. I felt kind of bad because, y'all, the church has got a new pianist. And y'all, he's hot. He's hot, and y'all, he's a race car driver, and he does boxing and all too. So y'all, he's a good looking young man, and he plays the piano at church. So y'all, needless to say, I was moved, but it wasn't by the script. Be ready, boys! I've got to run to the toilet. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got cats? cans to open. Y'all, I said I was going to open cans yesterday, and I didn't do it. Y'all, our first one, y'all, this one was from the demo, and I believe this one is from Peter Potamus, Effalooey, you know him. And y'all, it's, let's just see here what we got, and, be ready. Please open them quiet. Oh, look at that. Oh, dear Gussie. It's, y'all, it is the Star of Wonder. And, y'all, I think that there's a little angel there with the sheep. Be ready. Is that little baby Kim Beaver? It may be. It says Star of Wonder, and it opened it up. And it says, may the miracle of Crema fill your heart with warmth and love, and the delicate with you fill your heart with warmth and love, and the delicate flavor of delicious lamb. Pedopotamus. Oh, my God. Oh, that was so funny. Y'all, our next card comes to us, Pa Avion. Oh, dear Gussie. Let's see where this is from. And, y'all, I will be getting guides out to everybody once I get them open. So just be patient. Just be patient. Oh, look at that. Y'all, it's a picture of the Acropolis or something like that with a Crema tree out in front. It's snowing. It's lovely. No, it's the British Museum. What am I saying? It's just... Love to listen to you. So tough in Japan to have a chance to hear a good southern accent. Thank you for podcasting. All the best for 2014. Tokyo Nancy. Yo, that is from Nancy in Japan. And I guess that's the British Museum, not the Acropolis. Nancy, thank you so much. But now, Nancy... I don't have a return address here, so Nancy, you're going to have to e-let her, Big Fatty, with the return address. Oh, y'all, this says card number two of Pa Avion. So y'all, oh wait a minute, I've got an address on this. So maybe that's what I'll use. Y'all, it's the same card, except this time it's in a foil envelope. Oh, that is lovely. And then it says, Dear Big Fatty, number two of two. Just remember that you like bling lined envelopes. Happy New Year. And Nancy in Japan. It says, haven't learned how to write a Crema card in Mexicans. Very few teachers in Japan are available. I guess this is her husband. Chuck reads the Mexican labels on canned goods just to annoy me. Penny, that's lovely. I love both of those cats. And y'all, then here's one more, Pa Avion. And it's this doesn't have a return address either. But y'all, oh, look at that. It's a squirrel. And he's got on a Santa Claus hat, and it says Twinkle Twinkle. And y'all, it's got glitter all over it, and it says, to Berg Party, wishing you a Merry Crema and a well-lubricated New Year with lots of love from your Uckian straight boyfriend, not Berg Party. That's just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely New Year's Day, and y'all start writing that book. 365 pages to fill, and y'all, I hope it's a good one for you. Y'all, if you made New Year's resolutions, I hope it's not the one that old Daniel Bieber made a couple of years ago. You know, you heard him and that Adam Burns from that Dubious Intentions at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, you know, New Year's resolutions, you know, you don't have to, you know, just try to do the right thing. That's the New Year's resolution, and write a good book this year. Daniel, remind me again, what was your New Year's resolution?
It is a well-known fact that I do not listen to the BFOA. I unsubscribed years ago.
Big Kitty and I are sick.
You
can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.